Republican Scott Walker has 50% of the vote compared to Democrat Tom Barrett's 41%. It's a 9-point lead, but survey analyst Wendy Scattergood says a 5-point margin of error in either direction still makes for a tight gubernatorial race. She says most people have already made up their minds and are unlikely to change them, but Scattergood says 6% are still undecided.
The people who are Republicans or Democrats are going to vote their party line. There is, you know, sort of a strong party identification here. There's not a lot of people who are changing sides. But we know that we have a lot of people who are in the middle who do change sides.
Those would be the 16% of people in the poll who say they're independents. Scattergood says it's not a big percentage, but could be enough to make a difference.
They're really the key constituent here because they're a large enough portion that when it's close between Democrats and Republicans, which it has been for the last number of years, that those independents who go back and forth really make the difference.
Scattergood says Tom Barrett, the Democrat, could be hurt by an anti-incumbency mood, even though he's running for his first term as governor. Current Governor Jim Doyle's approval rating is only 36%. The poll surveyed 402 likely voters. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.